Hello, my name is Hayley Morris and welcome to the first edition of Retrospect. In this episode, we'll be hearing about a very special community located within a quiet suburb of London and how a group of dedicated residents are fighting to save a treasured and historic library.
Now, the writer Alan Bennett, author of, among other things, An Uncommon Reader and The History Boys, has been in North London tonight trying to save a public library in Kensal Rise.
Not every family has a computer. Many of them are quite poor. And the only way they can keep up with their classmates have access to a computer and books as well is at the library. Libraries have to be local. They have to be handy. But that early period in a child's reading life is vital. Interfere with that, hinder a child's access to books in whatever form, and you damage that child, probably for life. I've said it many times already, but it's worth saying again. Closing libraries is child abuse.
This community for 111 years had a place to go. Non-denominational, any person of any background, of any privilege, of any culture, and they are stripping it away from us for no gain out of spite. Yes.
Kensal Rise Library was first opened in 1900 by literary great Mark Twain, best known for the great American novel The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and the building has since survived two world wars, renovations and an attempt of its closure some 15 years ago. However, in 2010, Brent Council held a public meeting in the library that officially announced their intentions to begin the process of its closure, along with six others in the borough due to government cuts. What the council didn't expect was the amount of sheer opposition they faced within the next year and up until its closure in October 2011. The Friends of Kensal Rise Library is an organisation made up of a wide range of people and forms a vast community, from those who live on the library's doorstep to those who have moved on, but still reminisce about the first library they ever had the pleasure of enjoying. To them, this library matters and they're still fighting to get it back. Paula Gomez is a local resident. She lives no more than a minute from the library's door and was a regular user of the library and now acts as a trustee, treasurer and director of the Friends of Kensal Rise Library, which is now a fully fledged working company to reinstate it.
All Souls College, Oxford, donated a land, which is in the corner, to be used as a public library and reading room, but they only donated the land, not the building. There was a large donation from a philanthropist, American Andrew Carnegie, with public subscription they built a library and an extension. I can't remember what money went there, but it doesn't matter. It was built with community taxes and this donation. And then Brent Council in its old form, and now lately, was let's say the body that administered and ran the library. And I was a Brent Council. But the title of this transfer had a restriction, which meant that if the building is not used as a library, it automatically reverts back to the owner, to All Souls College.
Basically, what Paula is saying is that it wasn't a simple matter for the library to be closed, as the land was donated by All Souls College under the condition that it was to be used for a community library. It would then revert back to them if Brent Council chose not to be responsible for its running any longer. Despite this, those fighting to keep it open didn't give up.
Brent Council decided that 12 libraries is too many to run in the council. It cost too much money. They came up with this ridiculous case and they closed the six libraries. We took them on a legal battle because as a council, they have to provide a library service. It's their duty. So we proved how by closing this library, a lot of disadvantaged people and etc. are worse off than they were with the library before. And we put together this case, and it was two iterations. It lost both times, and then we were rejected on the appeal.
On the day we visited Paula, we paid a visit to the old library site, expecting to see a sad, lonely building. But what we found was very different.
We have been able to maintain a lot of traction as well with the pop-up library, which works as a proper library. I mean, people borrow books, they return them there. It's a center for chit-chat. There's a street piano, a children's area. So, I mean, it's still... And now, when it's colder, it's a bit difficult because, obviously, you're cold on the street. But in the summer, it has been amazing. Just kids hanging out there. We've had lemonade sales, barbecues, everything. It's really lovely.
Of course, not everyone feels the same way about the library. James Powney, a Labour councillor, has commented on many occasions through his blog regarding the library and the campaigners' business plans. He says that by involving a team of volunteers and an ill-defined third-party organisation in the running of the library at the same time as keeping it part of the council library service, it may well make the management of Kensal Rise Library more difficult and time-consuming, not less. We contacted Councillor Powney to arrange an interview, but he has chosen not to respond.
So what do we want?
A library!
So what do we want?
A library!
And what do we want all souls to do? Save our library! Save our library!
Looking at the bigger picture, there is a great sense of community surrounding Kensal Rise. When you walk the quiet streets, you feel a million miles away from London. These residents have banded together to support a common cause, and they all seem to feel the same sense of loss. We spoke to Stephanie Schoenfield, who first used the library as a young girl and has been active in following and taking part with the protests and the campaign.
I started to get involved about 18 months ago because the library means very much to me, because it's the very first library that I ever attended. I went there when I was a little girl. As young as I was, my parents allowed me to go there on my own because it was a local library. And so I guess at a very early age, unwittingly, I was associating books with pleasure and independent thought. So that's my passion. That's why I'm so passionate about it. Well, that was devastating. That was absolutely devastating. I mean, I think that was the most depressed I've ever been. Very depressing. That they would come in and take the books, and also the plaque that commemorated Mark Twain's opening, and also the murals that were painted in the 1930s, especially for that building, and they just took them.
Most of the frustration felt by the members of Kensal Rise Library community is that Brent Council could have given them the freehold to run their own library. In fact, Paula has a database of volunteers ready to offer a helping hand and a business plan, not only to reopen a library, but to create a hub of neighbourhood amenities.
So our plan was really on the basis of running a great library service with the books, but then all the activities for people to find work, workshops, technology, theatre groups, activities, other charities, youth involvement, quite a range of different activities. And then to pay for that, we were going to use the other floor. So the first floor would have been probably a co-working space, like a help desking, because this area is full of freelancing. And that was kind of high on the list, and that would have generated quite a lot of money to maintain the library, etc. We also have an agreement with Tim Coates, who's the CEO, I think, of Waterstones, and he's launched his own business, which is e-books for the Kindle and these kind of applications. And all the proceeds that come through our website, we get 50%, so he's been really generous to us. So we have that partnership in place. We also have a partnership with another charity called Into University, and they bring kids from disadvantaged backgrounds into university. So they were going to take some of the space downstairs to teach and train people and bring them to Oxford, maybe, to Oxford's college.
So how does the future look for Kensal Rise Library? That now lies in the hands of All Souls College and whether they choose a developer which would accommodate space for the library. As it stands, the upper floors of the building are likely to be used for flats, a result that the residents of Kensal Rise feel would be a great loss. If you're looking to know more or want to get involved, you can visit www.savekensalriselibrary.org.